1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in from the Russian prison service. Dissident Alexei Navalny, longtime Vladimir Putin critic, has died. Details coming in. Navalny had been serving time in a Russian prison in Siberia. The special counsel investigating Hunter Biden filing criminal charges against a former FBI informant alleging he was lying about business dealings between Biden and Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
Special counsel David Weiss charging Alexander Smirnov provided the FBI false derogatory information, claiming Burisma executives told him they'd hired Hunter Biden when his father was vice president to, quote, protect us through his dad from all sorts of problems. The FBI determining that was not true. The special counsel now saying the defendant's story to the FBI was a fabrication.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, a New York judge today issuing a verdict in the former president's civil fraud trial. The state seeking $370 million and a ban on Donald Trump from doing business in New York. This is ABC News. Bad news for would-be home buyers. Mortgage rates up. The average 30-year loan now 6.77%, its highest level in 10 weeks. Researchers have found a potentially harmful pesticide in some breakfast cereal and many people. Details from ABC's Andrea Fuji.
A nonprofit called the Environmental Working Group studied chloroquat. In the U.S., the chemical is only allowed on ornamental plants, but the EPA allows it to be used on imported oats and other food. The study found 90% of food items tested contained chloroquat, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios, and most Americans in a small group tested positive for it. Previous research on animals found the chemical can damage reproductive systems and disrupt fetal growth.
Basketball phenom Caitlin Clark making history last night, breaking the record for NCAA women's career scoring. Clark also setting a new single-game scoring record for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The senior point guard now has more than 3,500 career points, 49 of them from Thursday's action. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers spring training underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened up spring training with about a dozen pitchers working out with catchers. A lot of new faces, but one to keep an eye on is Jacob Mizorowski out of Missouri. They call him the Miz. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. Mizorowski pitched last summer for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers before being called up by Carolina. He turns 22 in April. NBA. Despite numerous injuries and missing three starters, the Memphis Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss. Giannis had 35 points, but after the game, Doc Rivers said the Bucks' fundamentals are just off on defense.
We're playing decent defense until 5 seconds on the clock, and the guy with the ball puts the ball on the floor and drives it. Straight line. Our body positions were terrible. If a guy's quicker than you or you're quicker than him, if you're not square on the ball, you're going to get beat in this league. We got to be able to guard the ball. We got to be able to keep the ball under control.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a little cooler than yesterday. Our high right around 29 this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 12 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 28. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome again to the Rock and Roll Circus, the John and Gordy Show, Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 rather, AM. Who cares, right? Just making up numbers now. The AM dial is just kind of a hodgepodge of old analog signals.
Stop it. It's a bigger signal than your silly little FM.
I like analog radio. It's fun. It's fun to listen on an old radio
that's
now.
That's right.
It is.
John and Gordy, good morning.
Oh,
it's
that's
Friday.
Right.
Listening to the old radio. Do you have an old radio that you listen to?
Oh, yeah. I like to fix them up.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the old days, very old days, like in 1963 when I first got my radio, it was the tube type. Do you have tubes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I know how to work on tubes.
Do you really?
The smell of radio tubes, just nothing like it, right?
Yeah, really?
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of old table
radios.
It's like
hot dust. It smells like hot dust.
Yeah. I used to have a lot more. I finally got rid of them. I'm like, what am I doing with these things?
You're the coolest radio people.
It's hard to get them going.
Yeah.
If you've got the right tubes, though, you're in pretty good shape.
You can still buy them?
Can you still get tubes used?
Like new old stock ones, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But they're not making them anymore.
No.
Over in Europe, in Russia, they make some tubes, right? I think they do.
They might, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Eastern European countries, if they don't.
Yeah.
That was my first radio. I didn't have a case around it. I was just always tinkering on the inside, and then you'd move the dial just a little bit to give it a little more high end.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
A little crisper.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just fun stuff.
Good days, of course,
you don't want to do that. You just want to forget about AM completely.
No, just use Alexa.
That's all you need to do. We've wiped old tube radios out of business. Alexa, thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning, John Peterson.
Well, it's Catherine Lake. What do you know? She's sitting right over here.
Hi, Gordy Young.
Good morning.
Hi, Sam Davison.
Hello.
Nice to see you all again.
This morning, I'm Jordan Love, so you can refer to me as Love.
Oh, you are. Yeah. You're Mr. Love on the back of your shirt, Mr. Packer.
Mr. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why are you wearing a Green Bay Packer jersey today?
Because, if everybody's watching right now, it's kind of photographic.
Okay.
The shirt is not.
Oh,
me.
It's photogenic. Okay. That's all why I chose my black and white, of course.
There you go.
It's kind of a cloudy Friday out there. It's cold this morning, 23 degrees, going to stay cold all day long, highs in the mid-20s. And then it warms up a little over the weekend.
I think of Groundhog Day whenever you say that, Gordy. It's cold. cold outside.
Well, it's cold
every day.
Turns out the groundhog was right this year. I mean, we've kind of been experiencing an early spring, and it looks like that's going to be the trend here for a while.
The spring, I think, started in January, pretty much.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It didn't take a genius to come up with what they came up with. That's why groundhogs are basically calling the shots for our weather forecast now.
It ain't over till it's over, though. Watch us get more snow in April or something.
Well, yeah, they did say we'd have like five or six more chances
for snow.
Welcome
to the North.
So what's happening on this day, on the 16th day of February? Happening? The national calendar, let's see. Okay. Which one of these does not belong? Okay, you ready? I know, nobody cares. National No One Eats Alone Day. National No One Eats Alone Day. Is that a real thing? How about National Tartar Sauce Day? How about National Tap Dancing Day?
Well, you've done that one already. I'm afraid.
National Caregivers Day.
And that should be.
National Do a Grouch a Favor Day.
There it is.
Or National Almond Day. Which one of those does not belong?
National Eating Alone Day doesn't exist.
That is wrong. It does exist, and it is today.
Grouch Day.
I was jumping in to correct Catherine, and then you threw me off, Gordy.
Well, I wouldn't want you to stop you from correcting Catherine.
Correct her.
What?
She needs a little.
It's National No One Eats Alone Day. National Eat Alone Day. I don't even remember the list now to tell you which one isn't real. I know the incorrect one though, so I can't answer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I gotta tell you, I think National Eat Alone Day is better.
I think so too. I do.
It fits a lot of people out there.
It does. That'd be me.
I think it's National Almond Day is not the right day for today.
Well, you're wrong on that one.
It doesn't feel
tap
like
dancing.
A,
tap
almond
dancing.
Day to me.
You are correct.
Tap dancing.
Where's my bell?
Yeah, you've got no
you got
bells.
The bell, Sam.
It doesn't. Matter.
Never mind.
I don't need the bell.
Okay.
Thank you.
National No One Eats Alone Day. That is today. Why would we need a day like that?
Because it's those lonely people.
It's a positive initiative from the nonprofit Beyond Differences. I don't know who.
Oh God, that is really
organized by students for students, middle schools across the nation. Look beyond differences and find a way to start conversations at lunchtime with everyone. No one eats alone.
Well,
that's kind of a good thing,
it's
isn't it?
Really
it's
lunch
nice.
Oh my God!
So you remember back in the cafeteria days when you were in elementary school, there was always a couple of kids, off in the corner, eating alone, or not.
Okay, ready for an exposure story? I gotta add this.
Okay.
I was a kid in elementary school, kind of picked on.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned this earlier this week, one of you, I think John did, mention something about getting in touch with old friends or staying in touch. And I was on Facebook, and I got friended by Tom Kiernan.
Not Tom.
Yes. Ooh. Tom Kiernan punched me in the stomach in my memory every single day. I can see him doing it to this day.
How old were you?
I'm in less than fifth grade, probably fourth grade, third grade. Oh, and he would punch me in the stomach. So I know what it feels like to have the wind knocked out of you, which is one thing for a little kid to know. And he would look at the teacher and then keep his face toward the teacher. No, keep his face toward me and then look at the teacher and then hit me. And locked me in the bathroom. And this son of a gun, Facebook friended me, 5 years ago, saying, hey, it's your old nemesis, Tom. Yeah. I'm like, you're not a nemesis, you're a bully. There's a word for what you are.
Nemesis.
Not my nemesis. I didn't fight back. This is not like Star Wars.
And then what happened?
It was hard, you know. But then I hit sixth grade and he had a crush on me and it was all over after that. I was queen of the school. But elementary school's tough. I don't think I ate alone, though. I had friends, but not Tom.
Kind of a clique? Were you part of the big clique in school?
I was one of those.
Such a sad story.
It was sad. Thank you for asking. No, by high school, I was not even part of one clique. I had a little clique, but I was one of those people who I like to think was liked by multiple divisions.
You're just not the clique type? You're independent. You make your own decisions.
Anti-click.
You don't fall in line with people.
I don't do that, no. I never joined a sorority in college. That was definitely shut up. Yeah. I was definitely not. Gordon is messing with me.
Yeah.
I was not part of a clique in college. I was not going to join a sorority.
Excellent.
Such a sad story. Okay. Thank you for sharing, Catherine.
That was a very, very, very touching thing.
I'm tearing up over
here. Very exposed.
Hey, it's National Tartar Sauce Day.
Oh, Lord.
Well, thank gosh you came up with another topic.
Yeah, fabulous for dunking fries, fritters, and battered appetizers. National Tartar Sauce Day adds a zesty tang to fried foods.
Awesome.
Wonder if they'll have some fried tartar sauce at the Testicle Festival this weekend, which is happening tomorrow.
You did not have to go
well,
there.
Well, we have to remind everybody when we had our guest in yesterday, Bill Gray. That was great.
Testicle Festival in here.
Why wouldn't tartar sauce be good with testicles?
We'll find out tomorrow. National Caregivers Day. That's a good thing. Yeah. Caregivers are good people. They help everybody out that needs a little extra help. So we salute National Caregivers
seriously
out there.
And Liza Hellebrand has a show, The Empowered Caregivers, on our network.
That's
Saturdays.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very important for so many reasons. You take care of your kids. You take care of special needs kids. You take care of your adult parents.
Yep. And not only that, also transportation drivers that take care of people. And I'm one of those. So I know a little bit about that. Hey, it's National Do a Grouch a Favor Day.
I think that's for you.
Me?
No, John. No,
okay.
For John.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were looking at me.
No.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty much a grouch
every single day. Every morning.
What kind of favor would you like done for you today?
Yes, John.
It's National Do a Grouch Favor Day. Would you like something? Oh. What would you like us
to
do for you?
So you can say a word?
I'm listening to you guys now.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm sitting back. That's what you're doing for a grouch today. I'm just sitting back and you can do all the talk.
All the work.
National Almond Day. We all love almonds. What else? Going back in history, you had something, Sam, historical on this date.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look at what's on the calendar today.
Okay, let's.
February 16th, in 1923, King Tut's tomb was opened for the first time in thousands of years.
It was not until 60. It was 63?
23.
Oh, 23. What?
And it smelled really, really bad.
So, but he went on tour when I was a kid alive, you know, in the
like they brought his mummy around places.
Yes, King Tut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't they have the King Tut songs?
They had tours.
I gotta look for it.
King Tut, Steve Martin.
I thought Steve Martin opened that tune.
I did too.
It was good stuff. That was a great song.
Other things on this day in history: in 1937, nylon was patented.
Oh,
transformed.
Not do without nylon today.
1937.
So is nylon officially a plastic?
Nylon is a plastic.
Yes.
Yeah, so stockings stay around forever.
Mm. Yeah. I think we've got a story on plastic coming up in a little while.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We do. Uh-huh. Stay tuned for that.
Yep.
1959, Fidel Castro seized power.
Fidel
Castro seized power in Cuba.
Such a kid.
Yeah, well, that's a long time ago. And
I'm going to call him Fidel from now on.
We're still beating that dead horse, I tell you. Let's just end this embargo of Cuba.
Yeah.
Really?
My God.
He was a revolutionary, and he liked to smoke those Cuban cigars.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Anything else? What do we got?
That's
all?
Yeah. That sounds good.
What are we doing today? What is going to happen later?
Well, we've got a story coming up on Paul McCartney, a bass that has been missing for 52 years. And I'll tell you the rest of the story in just a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. And we'll also play a little track from Brian Wilson, who was in the news yesterday having dementia.
Oh,
a serious case of dementia. Yes.
He's the
genius songwriter. Of many decades.
You love the Beach Boys.
I love the Beach Boys.
You love them.
Absolutely.
I mean, you love beach music.
That's what we play here on the show.
Yeah. But they also had a great album called Surf's Up, which was not Beach Boys surfy music. It was definitely around 1968, 69 that turned their whole career upside down and inside out after they'd done some visitations with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, along with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
And the Beach Boys were all there.
Did that?
Yeah, they were there too. So, that's a sad story about Brian Wilson.
And we'll be playing Surf's Up.
Yeah.
Little segment from a documentary made a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. It is 19 past the hour. You're with John and Gordy with Catherine Lake, Sam Davison. Glad to have you along with us.
I'm just
getting started. And John Peterson. Yeah.
Yeah, Trader Grouch, really nice today. Ignore me.
Yes. Yes.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. If you have a dial yet somewhere in your car, can't believe this stuff. But anyway, you know, if you're digital, please listen to us on social media. And you can also go to the Civic Media app and contact us that way, either phone us or at least text us.
I like the website.
Give us some feedback.
That's how I like to listen, on the website. I like the app very much. I use that all day long. But the website can show you all the other stations connecting the entire state of Wisconsin.
They only want to listen to the show at, you know,
this hour,
this time of the morning.
Yes, our Madisonians.
Yeah. And the website has been upgraded and updated. Man, it is slick now.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. But I just want to warn people, there are a little black ice spots out there. So.
There are not.
What are you talking about?
You're out of your mind. There's no fluids out there at all.
There's a guy on the bicycle going
down
the street.
Always? Does he do that every morning?
Pretty much, yeah.
How slow can he go?
It's not topple over.
He's like, he's going uphill. Give him a break.
That's
going toward the Capitol.
Okay.
Well, you've got different gears if you're going uphill. My God.
Sam wants to update us on what's happening with his VW. Did you get a new? You've been working on the engine, or what's going on now? First of all, tell us what year this is. Give us a recap.
This is a '74 Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah.
What color?
Yeah. It's multicolored because it's been hit before.
Oh,
it's mostly orange. It's got a red hood and a green fender.
Those are really cool.
You got to get a picture. Let's put it on Facebook. I'd love to see that.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, building a new engine for it. The one that's currently in it is hemorrhaging oil, which never a good thing.
That's not good.
So, and this week I was finally going to complete phase one of building this new engine, but... Then one of the studs to bolt everything together broke in half. So waiting on that. And
wait, a stud, a bolt broke?
Basically that.
How did you get the bolt out then? It broke.
Took it back apart and then just like unscrewed it.
Okay.
So a Volkswagen engine, you can handle that one person, right? One or two people can.
Two people can lift it. Yeah. If it's taken down a little bit, I can lift it myself.
Yeah. Is that unique to a Bug? The engine is so small.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
And simple? Is it simple?
It installs in the car with four bolts.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, cars were made very simple back then.
Yes.
And you could work on them a straight six. I used to have a straight six in my car.
I know. You've told me that you hate working on your cars.
I really hated them.
Well, you had a Carmen Ghia that has a Volkswagen
engine,
right?
But they were easy to work on.
True.
Carmen
Ghias. They're beautiful. Yeah.
They're tiny, right, Carmen Ghias?
They're sports cars.
Quote-unquote sports cars with a Volkswagen engine.
Yeah, like a Porsche.
Really? But they handled great. Man.
They were right down to the ground.
Yeah.
Everybody wondered, how can you get those long legs in your Carmen Ghia? It's easy.
Yeah.
It was just It's perfectly made.
You just bend in.
And low to the ground.
Catherine, you got a favorite kind of car?
Well, yeah, my MG Midget. My dad bought an MG Midget in the 70s and let my brother drive it because I was not driving age. Mm-hmm. And if you have time for this, I'll tell you a very short. It was in the 70s when there's a gas crunch, right? And so he'd bring it home from school before garage door openers and up the driveway, up a very steep driveway, just onto the lip. And park. And he goes in the house and mom says, why didn't you put it in the garage? Your father's going to come home. He doesn't want to see that outside. He goes, okay, I'll go put it. No, don't start it again and put it in. Now it's gas. Don't burn. He goes, no problem. He reaches into this car after opening the garage, reaches into the car, releases the handbrake.
No.
He's going to put it. He's going to push it in. Well, of course, it immediately starts to roll backwards with my brother behind it. With his hands on the back, trying to keep it all the way down. It's winter. It's sliding. It's sliding across the street, up over a snowbank with Rick in back of it. He gets a tree. Gorgeous. The car hits him. Takes out his he's by then he's on his knees, it hits him in the he breaks his hip.
Oh,
he's a football player. The poor guy. It was fun. I saw it from outside the window, and I was screaming in tears because my big brother just got hit by a car, his own car. But it wasn't that big a deal, but it's a fun story every Christmas.
It's nice to relive that here on the show.
Was the car okay?
It got a little dent on the bumper. That's a little dent on the bumper.
Okay. You know what? MGs were never okay.
Really?
Yeah, they were
good looking.
They were
but
a nightmare. You had to fix them every 3 days or so. Something would break on it. Something wouldn't work. You had to wait for parts.
I'll tell you,
Worst cars around at that time. They were gorgeous, and everybody wanted one.
Oh, they were fun to ride in.
But you couldn't drive them because they were always in the shop.
God. Yeah, they put me in the back seat and drove me to Vermont from New York to see my brother play football.
Oh, no.
I'm in the back. There's no back seat, by the way.
There's no back seat.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just folded myself. I didn't have to fold. I was little.
Well, I was going to say, working on that VW engine, this vehicle you prize so much, it's an air-cooled engine, and it also is a the compartment of the VW is heated via that engine.
Yeah, that's right.
And air. You're just pushing air past the engine, and it heats you up, basically.
Yep, that's basically it.
And it is not good.
That's not good?
It doesn't work well.
Because it doesn't smell so good in the car,
It just basically doesn't really heat.
Some weird hydraulic thing with the windshield wipers and
the windshield wipers are powered by the air in the spare tire.
Right. Oh, come on!
Yes! What a genius move.
You literally screw a hose into the air thing on the tire. Yeah. It pressurizes the can of windshield fluid,
and then it
comes out to the windshield.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah. So you're just draining slowly your spare tire regularly.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. And, of course, this engine, not in the front, in the back.
In the back,
Gives you good traction in the winter.
Sure.
Okay.
How long have you been working on this car?
Yeah.
I bought it in 2017, and it was drivable for the first time like 2.5 years later.
Okay.
This was Nazi Germany's gift to the U.S.
It was, yeah. Thank you,
that's
Nazi
awesome.
Germany.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good to have a project, Carla. It gives you something to do.
These stories are warnings. Do not buy old VWs.
It's fun, but it's a money pit.
It can be a money pit.
Right? It's a toy.
It was a money pit back then. It's worse now trying to get those parts.
Yeah. Of course, you could buy a new one, like adjusted for inflation, for like $10,000.
Yeah. They're not the same cars. They're not the same car, right? The new ones.
No,
not at all.
Not even remotely.
Do you get parts for yours pretty easily?
Oh, yeah.
Locally?
Junkyards?
Yeah.
Locally, but they make them.
They mail order?
Well, they used to have mail order car part companies. Whitney? Am I thinking?
J.C. Whitney or something?
Yeah, J.C. Whitney.
Jeez, you know.
Just the catalog. Or something.
I don't know. Catalogs are great.
You know, I do have to
catalogs.
I do have to kick myself a little bit, only because you know I flipped my last Karmann Ghia over in Texas.
Whoa!
And it rolled over. It was a convertible, and they're unibodies. Mm-hmm. So I thought, this is dead. I've got to just drop it off and get rid of it. And I keep thinking today that I maybe didn't have to get rid of it. You know, maybe it was still really good, and all I needed were the posts to kind of be reinforced.
You Marie Kondo'd your car collection, and now you miss it.
Now I've always missed it. Yes, darn. Yes.
Darn.
Yeah.
6:29.
A lot of regrets.
Yes. Welcome to the morning.
I'm just angry now.
It's cloudy, 23 degrees. Coming up, Paul McCartney has found his bass that's been missing for 52 years.
Oh,
wait till you hear this.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Any farmer in Wisconsin would tell you our international sales so far this calendar year lackluster at best. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And that includes our dairy complex. For example, we've got a lot of cheese in cold storage right now. But Mike North, one of the primary owners of EverAg in Platteville, says take a closer look at the cheese that's in storage. Some of it's there for a reason.
Our country continues to demand more and more cheese that requires more and more time in storage. So some of this growth is aging programs at work and cheese just being carried longer to, you know, hit a different flavor profile. But ultimately, where we see it, you know, is in some of these American varieties, and that ultimately sends a signal that, you know, we're not keeping up on the fresh side either.
Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville, he says because of this new demand for that flavor profile that requires aged cheese, suddenly those storage numbers are hard to decipher as far as what they really mean to the marketplace. Well, the marketplace on a Friday morning right now trading a little stronger after 2 days of negative ink. I'll get you the numbers next.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Barrel cheese in Chicago on Thursday dropped another 2 cents to 155.5. 40-pound block cheese down 2.25, 149.25. While AA butter on Thursday gained a penny to 272.75 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the March Class 3 milk is currently up a nickel at 16.85. The April milk is up 4, 17.17 a hundredweight. Right now, December corn in Chicago is a penny stronger at 4.58. November new crop beans are up 6 at 11.46. July new crop wheat, that's down 2 at 5.68 a bushel. Do remember, markets will be closed on President's Day Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a little cooler than yesterday. Our high right around 29 this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 12 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 28. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're not really going to go to that festival, right? You were just talking about that.
We're going.
Oh, we're back.
We're going to the festival.
You are not.
Yes, we are. About 3 o'clock tomorrow.
You are not.
I got a taste of testicles.
Why don't you come with us?
Shut up.
You could go with us.
I am not going to the festival.
Sam, you going to come?
I might make an appearance.
I am tired of the word. Tired of the word.
You're not even going to come for the live music later that night?
Oh, well. That sounds like fun.
I assume these testicles look just like curds.
Right.
You know, they bread them, they fry them, and the pink testicles taste like chicken, and the beef have a beefy flavor.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'm going to peel them.
And then we'll
I'm
going to peel have them. Have a complete and take report a look. Monday morning.
They're, just like a doctor, I'm going to see what's inside.
They're not like little balls. They cut them up.
Oh.
Not little.
Yeah.
They would be
just,
big.
Just
but they cut them up.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
No.
All right.
Fired across the bow.
I'm going to sit back now.
All right. I thought you had.
Were you going to do an intro?
Oh, no. That was it.
Oh, that was it?
We're sitting back waiting for you were still talking about this festival.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, we're still.
All right.
And we're going.
Okay. Whatever.
And we'll. We should come up with a time and let everybody know who's listening right now.
Okay.
The time we're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And we want, you know,
you're gonna
we
make
just
an
want
appearance.
A swarm of people there at the same time.
Yeah.
You want to go for 4 o'clock or you want to go earlier, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
All right, 3
Let's
o'clock.
Go 3 o'clock. Before
3 o'clock
they're
tomorrow.
Out of testicles, I don't want
to. Oh, my God.
I don't want to miss this.
I'm going to have my daughter in town.
Yeah, bring
this
her along.
Week. I cannot bring her to a testicle festival.
Why not?
Oh,
because they're allowed.
It's disgusting.
I understand that people shout, "Show us your testicles!"
No,
throw
they
bees.
Do not. They do not.
It's a thing.
You're making
it is
stuff
a thing.
Up now.
We'll find. All right, we'll find out.
We're going to talk about lying sometime this morning, boys.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
All
about
right.
10 minutes.
You're bringing in a lie detector machine.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Mm. Paul McCartney has been reunited with his Beatles Hofner bass guitar after 52 years. This is an amazing story. Now, Beatles fans know all about this.
A fan, but I don't. Tell me.
Okay. It's a 1961 model Hofner. It's a 500/1 bass. Went missing in 1972 after being last used for the band, the Beatles, in the Get Back Let It Be sessions. But then he put it away. It was in storage. He started up Wings. He switched to another bass, a Rickenbacker. But 51 years ago was the last time, 51 or 52 years ago was the last time anyway he saw it. And there have been searches for it off and on by the Hofner Music Company. And, you know, it's got a serial number. Everybody knew they had pictures of the bass. It was out there. It'd come up every few years. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what happened. Anyway, it was called the Lost Bass Project. They started just a while back. They finally said, you know, we're going to do one more attempt at this and really go worldwide. It is back with Sir Paul. This guy, Hofner's Nick Wass, was all over this. The Hofner Company verified. What actually happened was the bass got stolen. The guy held on to it for many, many years. And then he died. His son... sold it to somebody. That person didn't know that it was that base.
Yeah.
And he had it all those years. And then finally they got, you know, somehow the story got out that this guy had stolen it and he died and his son, you know, they started finally getting all these clues and putting them together. Mm-hmm. They had photos of the base. Anyway, the base has been authenticated by Hofer. Paul also, you know, has the base now. And he's grateful for everybody. For finding it, you know, McCartney is worth $1.4 billion. I don't know if he put out a reward for the base, if he paid the guy. You know, it would be interesting that that's not in the story.
Yeah.
But so it's been found.
Wait, is the base special? Is the base itself?
Yes, he only
besides
had
being his.
He had two when they were, you know, when they were just coming up and becoming famous. He had two copies of this base, you know, the one that he used and then the backup. This was the backup, but he switched, you know, he played both of them all the time.
Were they left-handed?
Yes, they were.
Oh,
both
he's a lefty.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's why he picked a violin base, because it was symmetrical and it looked good either left-handed or right-handed.
You're
they set it up left-handed.
A violin base?
A violin shaped base. It had a violin shaped to the body.
I didn't know they use that word for basses and other instruments.
Well, we'll show you a picture. It's just the shape.
Okay, you're really condescending right now.
No.
Like, I don't know. No. I play the violin.
You
know,
that's
right. You're a master at the violin, so you just want to find out, is it a violin or is
it
a bass?
Not? I
don't mean to sound condescending.
No,
it was just iconic to Paul because he was the only one that played this kind of bass.
Oh, really?
That look.
Ouch. You really told her off.
Okay. Anyway, Paul McCartney, of course. Now, this leads into our next story. A great, great composer, Paul. Good friends with Brian Wilson. You know, the Beach Boys and the Beatles bonded with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi when they went to to India for the big retreat, and were there for several weeks, almost 2 months together, writing songs, hanging out.
Both bands together?
Not complete bands, but you know, all four Beatles were there. I think three or four of the Beach Boys went, and then eventually, some of them said, "Yeah, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm bailing out." But most of them hung around for the full 6 weeks or 2 months, whatever it was.
I had no idea the Beach Boys went to see him. Like,
actually, there's a new documentary about this, the whole India experience. But I don't know what it's called.
Oh, I want to see that.
Well, you got to do some searching on that. But Brian Wilson, there's some sad news.
Mutual love between the Beatles and the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson, the news is, and it came out yesterday, that he's a major neurocognitive disorder, dementia, basically. His memory is being wiped. Not completely, but, you know, it's a very sad thing to happen to such a genius, truly a genius in music. That's why we play the surf music in and out here on the show.
Of course.
You know, he had great car songs, which brought on the whole car love thing in the 60s. I mean, you know, in the muscle cars. Mm. So he was instrumental in all of this, and some great songs like Surf's Up. And I brought in a track from a documentary by Leonard Bernstein, who did documentaries on rock and roll music. And he was discovering it, and he was really trying to point out how revolutionary rock music was.
Yeah.
And he featured Brian Wilson in this, and it's a live track of Brian putting together Surf's Up. And I just wanted to play this track.
Brian Wilson, leader of the famous Beach Boys and one of today's most important pop musicians, sings his own Surf's Up.
Dove nested tars, the hour struck the straight quicksilver moon. Carriage across the fog to step to lamplight solitude. Glass was raised to fight, it rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toast. While it poured into her tongue, a choke of grief, heart hardened eye, beyond belief, a broken man too tough to cry. Surf's up,
poetic, beautiful even in its obscurity, Surf's Up is one aspect of new things happening in pop music today. As such, it is a symbol of the change many of these young musicians see in our future.
It's got to be that way. They'll win. They'll win because we're wrong.
Huh. All right.
And we're so wrong.
So that's Brian Wilson.
Brian, that's Brian Wilson. And I recorded that off a TV set with two alligator clips.
Oh, my gosh.
Connected to the speaker.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was into really catchy tunes, pop music, you know, The Who, Jimi Hendrix, you know, and maybe some bubblegum music along the way. And when I heard this song, it really struck me. I mean, it was so obscure. I mean, he went all over the place.
He kind of did.
Yeah. And I didn't understand it. And it was just, I didn't like it very much. I thought, what a weird song for him to feature in this documentary. And I couldn't get the tune out of my head at all. So I just thought, wow, that is really good. And it just, you know, when you think about what he has contributed to music and how he and the Beatles were like competing with each other, right? Yeah. And the lyrics in that, no wonder it sounds so obscure, is the lyrics are from Van Dyke Parks.
What's that?
Van Dyke Parks was a great writer, poet.
Kind of a poet, kind of a writer,
improviser, but lyrically.
He brought a lot of cotton candy, Ferris wheel, clouds in the sky, ridiculous things that don't connect at all into the storyline. And he brought a lot of that in, and the Beach Boys weren't happy about having Van Dyke Parks writing the lyrics to their songs now either. Brian Wilson took off on it, though. He loved these lyrics, and he used Van Dyke Parks a lot, especially in a few of his albums.
So did Brian Wilson do albums on his own, or did he always use his Beach Boys team?
Not too many on his own. I think he did one or two. He did Smile, which was recorded, and then he put it away for 30 years and came back to
Van Dyke Parks thing.
Right.
Smile. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, he had like, I don't know, three or four or five albums on his own, and he put together a group that sounded very much like the Beach Boys, some of the top vocalists ever to team up with him. And he's done concert tours and everything.
And the demo you just played, I mean, when you hear the finished version of that, it's amazing.
It is.
I mean, that sounds like he's kind of meandering around and, you know, it's just, where is this going?
Yeah.
But when you hear the finished version, it's like genius work. You know, and you're talking about how the Beach Boys and the Beatles were competing, friendly competitors. They put out Pet Sounds, which led to the Beatles putting out Rubber Soul. And then it was back and forth. It's like, oh, can you top this?
Yeah.
And they went, eventually. Pet Sounds led to Sgt. Pepper.
No, sorry. Pet Sounds was the answer to Sgt. Pepper.
I think it's the other way around. We'll have to go back and dust off the history book.
No, it was not that.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about it.
All right.
But well, that cut with Leonard Bernstein.
Maybe you're right.
I think so. Yeah, Pet Sounds led to Sgt.
That's
Pepper.
Right.
But that Leonard Bernstein, he had those young people's concerts on CBS on Sunday afternoons, and he did stuff like this. He would highlight pop music and then sort of talk about it and explain. And these young people were just fascinated.
It up,
by it.
Of course.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
In fact, the voice you heard right after that cut that we played, it was David Crosby.
David Crosby?
And they were talking to all these people, folks from the Hollies.
Graham Nash.
It was just a fun thing. It was a concert, by the way. Well, it was a documentary that I'm still trying to get a hold of. Find someplace. I want that so bad. It was a good one. I have a whole bunch of tracks from that documentary.
As soon as you hear the word documentary, I'm sure like me, you go, oh, documentary, those are hard. I have never seen a documentary I didn't adore.
Yeah.
They are always fascinating.
Great
and
stuff.
Get Back, the Beatles one, slayed me as he writes Get Back
Jackson's,
in front of you.
Yeah. Peter Jackson's special was fantastic as well. He's a huge Beatles fan.
Yeah, and he's working on a follow-up to that.
To Get Back?
Yeah, completely different. It's under wraps, completely secret.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what, but it's a completely different angle on all of that stuff. There's so much material there.
He had to work. Worthy.
Yeah.
Right?
And
Peter Jackson came up with technology for them to put this last single
together.
Oh,
that's right.
That
he's the one who did that to isolate John's voice?
Yes.
Get out!
Yeah. He had developed all of that, and that was the way they were able to go back and dust off that last song.
Who is that guy? Who is that Peter Jackson guy?
He's
an Australian director.
Time to watch Lord of the Rings again.
There you go.
The trilogy.
Well, he did that too?
He put those together, The Hobbit.
Yes.
Oh, see, that's,
that was all Peter Jackson.
That's outside my purview. I'm a Harry Potter, but I did not get into those.
Did you try them?
Yes. I went to the theater and fell asleep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember
God.
Whenever the first one came out, I'm like, this is good. Yeah, and I'm not interested.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't.
But you understand, the soundtrack to Lord of the Rings is fantastic. Mm.
Oh, is that
composer
right?
Of stuff. That. Yeah, okay. Great stuff.
I believe you.
Cloudy, 649, 23 degrees. Coming up, lying is bad. Why?
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me,
Beach Boys, God only knows. Brian Wilson, and that was Paul McCartney's favorite song of all time.
It's the best song ever written. We could play that over and over again all day long, and I would stay and listen.
Good stuff.
Well, the record company was a little hesitant about that song because it was God Only Knows, and they didn't think that would go over well on the radio.
Mad Radio on 92.7. WMDX, John and Gordy, saving democracy 1 minute at a time in Wisconsin. Catherine Lake and Sam Davison on board here this morning. Hope you're having a good Friday. It's 23 degrees cold out there, mid-20s all day. So, Catherine?
No, come on. Don't make me do this.
What? It's a good thing we should bring this up.
Lying
Fulton County
is...
District Attorney Bonnie Willis is having... an appearance that seems completely out of left field, unnecessary, and it's crazy. It's a distraction. She was very angry to be put on the stand as a witness. Go ahead.
So she's the Fulton County District Attorney in Atlanta. She made a fiery appearance on the witness stand on Thursday, yesterday, challenging the defense attorneys, She said they're spreading lies about a romantic relationship she had with the special prosecutor that she appointed to lead the election interference case against Donald Trump. So she was on, they have audio of her, right?
Yes.
Talking about their investigation. Help me finish the story.
All right, let's play that audio right now.
All right.
And where, when did he come to, I guess the condo, I'm not sure what you called it, condo apartment, would he come and stay at that condo or visit you there? I'm sorry, visit you there.
What condo, what apartment? I want to be clear.
So not your house. I know you classified one as house and one as condo. So I'm trying to use those terms.
So but there's been more that, see, what you don't understand is because of this case, I got to move. And so I
need to. If you could ask a more precise question.
Yes, please give me the time period.
Oh, Mr. Wade visit you at the place you laid your head?
When?
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here.
You
lied right here. No. This is the truth,
Judge.
It is a lie.
Ms. Will, Mr. Sainow, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. We'll be back in five.
Yeah, you get a little heated. Yeah. You have to take a break. Mm. That's logical. But lying. I don't understand anybody would want to be around somebody who regularly lies or, you know, elect them to be president.
They had a witness who just lied about, you know, the relationship starting up well before Fani claimed it started.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is so completely unnecessary. Can you imagine us being in court and asking the attorney prosecuting us, what about your personal life?
Right.
Let's get to your personal life. We can't do that. No one should be able to do that. You know what? This is even more surprising. My MAGA friend in Milwaukee agrees with me on this.
He
doesn't see any reason why she is being prosecuted like this, you know, in public. And her life is turned upside down. You know, she's had death threats. And now because of this, now she may have to move again.
That's absurd.
This is insane.
How about you in lying, John? How about you? Did you ever lie as a kid? Did you remember?
No, I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint everybody, but I've never lied.
You've never lied?
Never lied.
You've been truthful your entire life.
I was always, you know, deceptively truthful.
I do remember the day in college where I determined for myself that lying blows, does not help, makes things harder, makes everything harder. I had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know. I remember determining. I remember where I was. I've got my JFK moment, right? Uh-huh. Determining when I decided I'm never going to lie again, if I can, because it's like a disease.
Well, it perpetuates the next lie. You know, when that lie is just, well, now you got to cover up that lie, and then it keeps going and going. If you just told the truth in the beginning, wouldn't whatever you did that was wrong
will set you free.
The truth will set you. That's exactly it.
Just saying.
And those are hard lessons to learn for some people.
Well, lesson I learned is that I can't remember a lot of what I say. So I'm thinking if I lie, then I'm going to have to build on that. And I just can't lie because, you know, I'm not going to remember the first lie and how I thought I'd get out of that
exactly
if I was
right.
asked again.
Yeah. Yes. And poor Brian Wilson. We talked about that last time here, in the last hour. But Brian Wilson and his dementia, I can almost guarantee you, because my mom passed from Alzheimer's, music brought her back to us momentarily over and over and over again. We roll her up to a piano and she could do it.
Yes.
And remember lyrics. I'm sure Brian Wilson can remember his songs.
Well, you know, if you know something about Brian Wilson and his psychological history, I mean, he divorced himself from the Beach Boys. He left the Beach Boys, started having very deep psychological problems, was isolated from the rest of his family, spent years in one house playing his piano in a sandbox he had built.
Where his piano was,
And he barefooted, just sat and played his piano all day long.
He had a psychological
guru that came into his life, supposedly to help him, but it actually, he controlled Brian Wilson's life for years. Yeah.
What?
And the family was trying to get rid of this guru because they thought he was doing more damage than Brian was doing to himself. Brian was into a lot of drugs. The guru got him off the drugs, but he still had some very, very deep psychological problems. Eventually, he came out of that after they got rid of this guru, and he got married.
He had to go to court to get rid of him.
Yeah, it was a
huge
thing for years. But and if you ever see interviews with him, I mean, you can tell. I mean, he's got some issues as far as communication and that kind of thing. But he's basically come back from that. So it's so sad to hear that now he's got this.
Well, I wonder
dementia.
If his choice of drugs caused this. I don't know.
Possibly.
I know that drugs don't cause Alzheimer's, but I don't know about this kind of dementia that he's got. If it's different. Yeah. Mm. But
he had emotional problems. I don't know if it was necessarily drugs.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sad to hear that, you know, he is not at this point able to create the music that he loves to create so much. I mean, he was coming out with album after album, song after song.
Yeah.
Still great stuff. Incredibly good songs. I wish he didn't have this kind of problem. He is 81 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is cloudy, 23 degrees. In our next hour coming up, we'll be talking with Jeff Clark from Green Delivery. Also, Rocker in about a half hour or less.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's prison agency releasing a statement saying that longtime Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has died.